Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
We'll get into this in just a few minutes, but it's going to snow, Jamie.
I'm having a heart attack.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. My heart is killing me.
Is it your heart?
Yeah.
Is it right there?
It's right there.
Oh, that ain't good.
Is that good?
Oh, today could be the day.
Did I die?
No.
Oh, that you get to use the paddles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to use the defibrillator on you.
Great.
Yeah, rip off your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hope today's the day.
I hope, yeah.
You've been waiting a long time for this.
It's fantastic.
BJ Jamie Morning
die.
Show live from the KALC Studios. Denver, Colorado. Eh, not just the KALC studios, the Belco studios too. Also, on the Odyssey app, you can get it for free. The snow, I mentioned the snow. It looks like maybe my side of town, 4 to 6 inches. Maybe
at the
south.
Tunnel. What about the tunnel?
The tunnel. I didn't catch the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's
I
where
didn't
I live.
Catch the tunnel.
I live at
you
the
know
tunnel.
Me. It's all about my neighborhood.
Right? What about Parker?
They said 3 to 4 inches.
3 to 4 inches.
Yeah,
nice.
3 to 4.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and the snow is supposed to start Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. And all day. I mean, all day Friday.
Wow. That'll be neat, I guess.
So
it's
enjoy
funny
your next
2 days.
Because
of my Facebook memories, I have blizzards in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This time. So it's totally normal.
Yeah. It just seems like the end of April into Mother's Day. There's always something that's going to surprise us, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right, so I got to tell you about the recycle project that my son did at school.
Recycle?
Yeah, it's called a recycle project. You have to use recycled material.
Oh, you told us it was a science project.
I thought it was.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, but I'm so disconnected, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's a recycle project.
Oh,
I was made aware of that yesterday.
Gotcha.
My son made a spaceship. Well, his mom.
Yeah.
But my son made a spaceship. Remember, this is the first grade. He got a 100.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good.
Aced it.
Nice.
Yeah. He got the full score, baby.
Yeah, I saw it was like a Diet Coke bottle that was spray painted silver. Yeah. You
know, it was Sprite.
A Sprite and a spaceship.
That
was good.
Yeah, it was very good, very good. But he did come home yesterday. We're very concerned about Timmy in the class.
Oh, no.
Yes, there's
a
kid. Now, Timmy's not his real name.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But Timmy in the class, no. Timmy didn't go all out with the project.
Oh.
Timmy made a flute out of a toilet paper roll.
Oh, okay. Good for Timmy.
Now, I can see that.
The teacher wasn't impressed.
Oh, she
from
wasn't?
From what I understand.
Well,
yeah. Timmy's on the edge right now.
Why would the teacher tell other kids? I don't like that teacher. That teacher's a bad teacher. Why would that teacher tell other kids?
Call him out?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she called him out or not, but that was just the, I guess, the way they perceived it in the class.
You said
not a lot of work
was
put into it. Yeah.
Well, that was a mean
poor
teacher.
Little Timmy.
Yeah.
Poor little Timmy.
Flute out of toilet paper.
But a 100, man.
Nice.
We're acing that school.
Yeah.
They gotta pick up the pace over there.
Right?
Yeah. It's too easy for my kid.
Isn't it like their week? It's Catholic week, right? It's like
Passover.
Yeah.
I don't know, Tuesday something, you know, Terrible Tuesday or Trumpet Tuesday. I don't know
that
what it is.
That was yesterday,
That
right?
was yesterday, yeah. And today is something else, but I forgot what it is. I can't keep up with it.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and they tried to teach me the whole, the whole cross thing on you, but I can never remember.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or something like that.
Holy Spirit? Is it Holy Ghost? It could be.
I'm not Catholic.
No, I'm not either. Yeah. But they tried to teach me. I always forget which side to go to first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it throws me off just
difficult.
A bit.
Yep.
Well, it is.
Things get harder in life. Hope you can ace it.
Oh, man. It's going to be a crazy day today. I can tell. We have a red flag warning.
Yeah, we do.
The winds.
Yeah.
Going to kick up, and it's dry out there, so don't start a fire, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Pretty nasty, huh?
It is. It's so dry, and I keep getting shocked everywhere.
You, me too.
Oh, my God. I'm so over it.
Constant.
It's painful.
Yeah.
It's like I open the refrigerator, I'm like, God!
I know. I'm coming in this morning. These people that get out and jog at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know.
I don't understand you
they
folks.
They really make me feel bad about me.
They're unbelievable. They got lights all over their bodies.
Yeah.
They look like they're in some, movie or something with, aliens, but they're running down the street at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can barely get to my truck.
I know. That's what I said. They make me feel bad about me.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Overachievers, you bastards.
Yeah, and this morning in my neighborhood, I saw a group of people. Like 4 people got up and together went out.
Like a run club, yeah.
Yeah, like a run club at 4 a.m.
Oh, today is Spy Wednesday.
What is Spy Wednesday?
Shmadel, go ahead and tell them what Spy Wednesday is.
Wednesday of Holy Week is traditionally known as Spy Wednesday to commemorate the treachery of Judas, who made a bargain with the high priest to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, Judas was a mean dude.
Whoa, yeah, he was.
You couldn't trust him.
No, he was bad. Yeah.
I saw him in that cartoon last week.
Yeah.
I saw him in concert, Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy.
Same guy. Yeah.
You can't trust him. Yeah. Can't trust him.
Yeah, today is the end of Lent, and then tomorrow that enters into the Holy Triduum, which it says the three great liturgical days, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday.
Yeah. Today's the end of Lent?
That's what it says.
Oh, so tomorrow your kid can have candy.
Dude, they cheated so much.
Where did they go?
They went down to Mexico, and they had a candy bar down there. And we went to the movie on Sunday. He had candy there. I mean, they cheated so much. But if you ask him about it, no, that was a special occurrence. No, that doesn't count.
Exception.
Yes, it does.
It was an exception.
Yeah. It does count.
They were exempt.
Yeah. Right. Does anybody ever make it through Lent?
I don't think so.
It'd be hard.
Mean, you come on strong. When Lent first starts, you're like a herd of turtles out there. Yeah. But I don't know if you ever make it.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, today is the last day. So, it's, open up the floodgates again. Here comes the candy. Right?
Ta-da.
Right. We have to take a break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Wednesday. It's Wednesday. The week is halfway over, man. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, there's a controversy up at CU. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Let me explain it to you, Jamie White.
Right.
And you tell me how you feel about it. So it was announced yesterday that Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, their jerseys, their numbers will be retired.
Okay.
Okay, putting the numbers away. 2 and 12. Boy, oh boy, not a lot of people happy about the Shedeur Sanders number being retired.
Really?
Because they don't feel like that was earned. Travis Hunter, yes, he won the Heisman. Big name, kind of like that Shalom guy back in the day, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. But they're saying that Shedeur, it's kind of coach's son privilege that's going on here.
He's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, but to retire a number, Jamie,
you
got to have a record better than 13 and 12.
Well, that's true.
You got to do better than placing 8th in the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
8th, okay, that your number is locked away forever.
I kind of see it now.
Yeah,
you made me see the light. You just persuaded me.
There's a lot of former athletes that came out yesterday on social media saying that this is a disgrace.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That some of them accomplished a lot more than what this guy did, and his is going to be retired.
What was that guy that did the Hail Mary or caught the Hail Mary?
Isn't that the Shalom guy?
No,
it was Stewart. Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, did they retire his number?
No.
They didn't?
No.
Oh.
No. Wow. There's only been 4 players in the history Colorado football that's been retired.
Yeah.
And three of the 4, they've put their number back into circulation again.
Really?
Well, maybe that's what they'll do. Maybe they'll just like do it as a ceremony, you know, yeah. And then
in like 5 years, number two will be.
Maybe they'll just retire for 2025.
Yeah.
But then bring it back again next year.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Here's the story.
If you're looking for something to do, here's an idea.
I'm looking for something to do.
Yeah.
What's there something to do?
We'll get to that. That's a moose migration.
A moose migration?
Oh, it's a big story.
Excited.
But I got to save that story because that's a 7 o'clocker there.
Okay.
CU announced today that Travis Hunter's number 12 and Shedeur Sanders' number 2 will be retired by the school forever. The two will join just 4 other CU Buff football players with their numbers retired in their 135-year history. They'll be celebrated on Saturday at the spring game. I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shedeur seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's on Nine News last night.
Man. Yeah,
they went off on this yesterday. Jamie, my feed, obviously, I follow this stuff, so I get a little bit more than other people get. But, man, people were outraged over this.
Wow.
It's like, you can't get your number retired because you're the coach's son.
Well, and he was only there for 2 years.
Yeah, I will say, though, it says that Salaam was only there for 1 year.
Oh, really?
And he got retired. Yeah. So, I don't know. But I agree. This is a bunch of crap.
And not only that, what a crock it is that these guys from years ago, they said 125 years of football, right? You've got 3 other guys that were back in the 50s, 40s, or 60s, whatever.
36 to 37 was one guy.
Is that one of them?
Yeah, okay. 59 to 61 was another guy.
Okay.
Bobby Anderson, 67 to 69.
Oh, Bobby. He was a player.
Then Salaam, 93 to 94.
All right, everybody but Salaam, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody before that, they've already put their numbers back out there. It's almost like they waited for him to die.
Oh God.
And then stuck their numbers back on the team again. Like, they'll never know now.
If
you retire a number, like for example, nobody can ever wear number 7 for the Broncos, can they?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you retire a number.
Yeah, if I was Shedeur, I would say, no.
I would, too.
No, thank you.
That's okay, yeah.
I really appreciate it, but no, thank you.
Yeah. Now, is his brother still got another year up there? Because next, we're going to have his number
Shiloh.
Retired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or Shalom, or whatever his name is.
Is it Shiloh?
Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh.
Anyway, big controversy this morning.
Well, I see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we looking for? What are we going to do?
We're going to look at the moose migration.
There's a moose.
Have you seen this?
No,
oh, my God.
No, there's a moose.
I went yesterday.
Wait, you're supposed to save it till 7?
Yeah.
Is that great?
It's huge.
Oh,
Jamie, this thing has been viewed by millions. Spinell, am I exaggerating here?
Oh, dude, it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, people love the moose migration.
And it's really worth saving till 7?
Yeah.
you know, over in North Carolina, they have those ponies. You know what I'm talking about? The ponies that migrate?
The stallions?
No. Yeah.
There's a pony migration in North Carolina?
I have no idea about that.
I've never heard of that.
They go from an island, and then when the water gets low enough, they migrate. Okay?
Okay.
But there's one in North Carolina.
Whoa, it's like geese.
Yeah, kind of like that, Jamie.
Or like tarantulas down in Pueblo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this is moose.
Let's go on and on.
This is mooses that are doing this. But I don't want to say too much now.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Okay. Don't want to ruin it.
You're right.
Yes.
Right.
Don't put too much information out there. It's amazing. Wait till you hear.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
About this. And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, a couple things going on. First of all, Gayle King is pushing back at everybody that is mad at her for calling it just a ride up in space. Which, by the way, it was just a ride up in space.
But she's not happy with that.
It was just a ride up in space. It's all you guys did. You didn't do anything else. You're not like cutting edge women or anything like that. You're just glam squad girls that went up in space.
And
in,
by the
in
way,
your boyfriends and, you know, in the fiance's $1 billion rocket.
We've had the same attitude to everybody else that's gone up in this rocket. The same attitude for the most part, because all they do is they go up for 10 minutes, they get to the edge of space, and then they float around a little bit and come home. And all the, you know, the trips that have been taken prior to that, we said the same thing about. There's nothing different here.
Well, no, I didn't say there was.
No. I'm just saying for people who are saying that it's not being compared the same.
We've always said, like, it's still...
It's a joke, in a way.
Yeah, it's just a ride. All right, so here's Gayle King.
Oh, hang on a second.
Number two.
I forgot. My bad. Here it is.
But I say anybody that is criticizing this, and some of them are people I know and like, so I'm a little surprised. I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning, too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you're doing something in space, doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that, and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision, they said the mission was flawless.
Right.
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight. It was a
ride. It was a ride.
It was insignificant. I mean, as far, like, yay.
And she makes it sound like that this voyage that they took, or this ride that they took, somehow contributed to the space exploration program. And it doesn't.
No, it's got nothing.
You didn't do any tests up there. You didn't do it. You rode up. Katy Perry sang a song for you, and you came home.
Exactly.
And the people that went up before you, I said the same thing about it. It's a little joyride.
I posted this. This is part of somebody's, their whole take on the ride, if you will. It said, but let's be honest, you were a passenger, and your voyage was built on the foundation of women decades before you. If anything, you sent a message to little girls that glam was more important than STEM-related programs that can help provide the path to space. You sent a message that hair and makeup was a priority over math and science, if anything. And you told our future that space is easy. As long as you have a designer suit and rich friends. Scathing.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I forgot to give him credit. But it's really good. Really good. Anyway, yeah. So It was a wreck.
Well, the people that went up there, and they were there for 9 months. Think about those people, okay? They went up there just for a few days, and they got stuck up there for 9 months doing research, doing tests up there. I mean, that's a space exploration, okay? That's what that's all about. This is just a joyride.
And if you saw, what's her name? When she came back, she didn't have a glam squad.
Who?
Sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Sunny. No. No, she didn't. No.
She didn't take lip gloss up
there. Oh, at all.
No.
Hair color.
Nothing like that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Blake Lively. Man, this whole Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively thing will not die. Apparently, there was a crew member who spoke about what she saw. Here it is. Number one.
What do you make of the allegations and the complaints against him?
In my opinion, I find it very hard to believe the allegations against him. And considering his mission statement about the film and him genuinely pitching that he was doing this film to help young women, I just find it hard to believe the allegations, to be honest.
As a woman yourself, did you ever feel uncomfortable at all in your dealings with Justin?
No, not at all. I would say I felt more comfortable being around Justin than a lot of film directors in my experience. I feel like maybe Blake smelled his kindness, mistook it for weakness, and tried to take advantage and take power. So, yeah.
So you believe Blake Lively wrestled control of the film?
I think she tried to, yes.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not good.
Ouch, right?
Okay.
Man.
We're getting the real story.
Mistook his kindness for weakness. Whew.
Man. Yeah. I feel like that's the way I'm treated at home.
Yeah.
My kindness.
Your kindness is
taken for weakness.
Weakness. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure you're so kind.
I'm so kind. Jimmy, you wouldn't believe how kind I am.
Hey, Carson, what's going on with Love Island?
Love Island?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, I thought you would totally know.
I'm not watching that one.
Oh, man, I set it up and everything. I thought for sure he knew. I don't either. It's making headlines. Something about Kendall and Liv.
I saw where your buddy, what was his name? Jerry, the old guy that was on The Bachelor?
Yeah, Jerry.
Jerry?
Yep.
Was it Jerry or Gary?
Gary.
You don't remember.
Yeah. It's Gary. It's spelled Jerry, but it's Gary.
He's Jerry. Jerry. Yeah. Jerry. No, Gary. Anyway, he's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he came out yesterday talking about it.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to reveal who she is.
Oh, okay.
It's too close to the separation and the divorce of the other lady.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good for him.
I meant to send it to Carson.
You should have, because I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah. Jerry.
He's your idol, right?
I just saw that he turned down the Bachelor in Paradise, the golden Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, he turned it down?
Yeah, which I was a little ashamed about.
Yeah.
I wanted him to be on that
it's
show.
It's because he's got a girlfriend.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It does make sense. Elon Musk, this is crazy. The baby mama, you know that kid that he's trying to hide? Well, I guess he was paying hush money, or he offered her hush money. He offered her $15 million and $100,000 a month to not disclose that he was the father of the child until that child turned 21.
Woo!
Man. $15 million and $100,000 a month. And she said no. His name is Romulus, by the way.
I don't understand the purpose.
Of what?
Why he'd want it quiet for 21 years. It makes no sense to me.
I don't get it either.
It's like, don't say a word. Don't even tell the kid. Don't tell anybody until he's 21.
Yeah,
I don't even understand it.
So he wasn't going to be a part of the kid's life either?
I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it makes sense.
Now, again, this is her allegations, right?
Right, but
that's what she's
Elon's
saying.
A bizarre son of a gun.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying that's what she's saying, but it just doesn't add up to me.
Well, and he's always talking about, like, you know, spread your seed and, you know, just make all the babies you can.
Yeah, this is his 14th child. And I did read that he was moving a bunch of baby mamas into the same house.
That's a good
move. That should be a reality show, right?
I think they have that. You know, it's Mormon Wives or whatever. What was that? You know, it's like three women and that guy. Oh, my God.
And this is the perfect time to do it with Mother's Day coming up.
It really is. Yeah.
You don't have to make one trip.
Secret Wives of Mormon Wives?
One trip.
No, that's
no. Not the other. It's the guy, the one guy. He has gray hair and he's got those three chicks. And they were all living together, but that they've kind of like...
Oh, Sister Wives.
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's doing Sister Wives right there. he's moving them all into one mansion. I don't know if I'd want to do that. I'd be like... But I guess that the kids all need to know each other because they're siblings, you know? What a bizarre story. All right, let's see here. Charlie Sheen's daughter said she has cut off all ties with Charlie Sheen. Sammy Sheen says that she's not speaking to her father, Charlie, because after her nose surgery, he didn't even call to check on her.
Hmm.
And that is weird. Like, he didn't
It's
even,
weird.
Yeah.
I don't think he's happy with her, though.
With Sammy?
That whole OnlyFans thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's part of it, too.
I don't know. He was on the reality show with them all, and he was fine with them. I think he just is so self-absorbed. He was probably like, oh, you had surgery? Yeah, oh, okay. And then finally, speaking of which, Amanda Bynes says she's going to be on OnlyFans.
She is? Spadell!
No, she's...
No.
No.
Not that one.
Not Amanda.
What's wrong?
No.
She's just... No.
Order now!
Big no. I'm going to pass.
And that's
skip.
And it's kind of sad, too.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that whole...
She
like
did say that she's not going to do sleazy content, though. She's just going to use it as a platform to chat with people.
Yeah. I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
She's going to be chatting with you.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Well, maybe you can help.
Let's see here. She's, it says she suffered a series of highly publicized mental health struggles. She was placed under a conservatorship in August of 2013. What's 2013? one month after being hospitalized and put on a psychiatric hold for setting fire to a stranger's driveway, her mother, Lynn, was named as her conservator for 1 year later. She was freed from that in 2022 and has since occasionally taken to social media to share updates on her life. It's a sad situation, that one right there. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, coming up next, moose migration.
Whoa.
Millions are watching. That's all I need to say.
It is.
Coming up next, it's big. It's big. Started yesterday. All right, we'll tell you more next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.